This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You are listening to the Live Sunday Night Show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
This is the second hour of tonight's program, and we're talking about a variety of different topics tonight, from drones to the riots at Keene Pumpkin Fest to open source science. Anything goes here on Free Talk Live, as long as it's radio friendly, of course. And the number to
that
call.
That is important, yes.
Yeah, I always like... I mean, I like to think anything goes. It's nearly anything, really. I mean, you can kind of make anything radio appropriate. Just don't pander to the prurient interests or the lowest
common
denominator.
It's mostly those six words.
Mostly those six words, yeah. And you, hopefully you know which six words they
are. You can go look up
seven
dirty words and then realize that one of them is just a repeat because mother isn't a bad word.
Exactly. So 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. One more time, 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's go to the phones where Aaron in Philadelphia is listening. Hi, Aaron. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Stephanie. I was interested in talking about overcrowding. I believe it seems to be the root source of riot and this kind of group think that spawns the government, different kinds of force structures. It seems
overcrowding.
It seems to me that in the past that people were more spread out and they didn't group into such large groups that shouldn't know everybody, where nobody was really anonymous because everybody was recognizable within the group. So then if anyone did anything really crazy,
this is interesting. I've kind of thought about this at the same. I've thought about this idea too, and it seems like there's advantages to maybe smaller metros. It's been posited that the biggest city should be 50,000 in order to sort of be both functional and allow for the most freedom in a given area, and that people, you know, there obviously should be burbs and suburbs depending on what people want. I think it's interesting, but it seems pretty unlikely that we're going to kind of undo the these big cities that we have.
I don't know. You can undo it for yourself anytime. And actually, Aaron, I pretty much completely agree with you on this. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, where, you know, if you take animals like rats or even dogs and put them in small cages with lots of other animals, they go nuts. Like, they just go crazy. And that's basically what a city is with humans. Like, you're in a cage and you're with a lot of other humans, and it's very stressful. And there have actually been studies that show that the fear centers of the brain and the sort of agitation, sort of high alert, nervous anxiety centers of the brain grow larger and more developed in people who grow up in cities.
Yeah, I could see a real, like, subconscious undertext of just stress, just living or being, you know, constantly rubbing elbows all the time.
Absolutely. I feel that way when I go to New York City. It is a constant feeling. So, like, we live in New Hampshire, right? We have a lot of wide open spaces. It's great. I
live
that.
On 11 wooded acres. Right. Yes. And when I go to New York, I feel tight.
Yeah, it's on purpose that we live out in the woods. And when you go to New York, it just, to me, it feels like there's just a scarcity of everything: space, air, food, water, room to move around. You know, just you feel like you're fighting everybody else for these limited, scarce resources. And it's a very stressful feeling. You can't always put your finger on it, but that's just my opinion. I don't know. Some people
I agree.
Create more freedom.
But. Yeah, well, they can create a degree of anonymity, I suppose, which the caller mentioned.
Being able to access, like, things that you need, right?
Sure, but at the same time, I think that there, because somebody's going to call in and I want to, you know, cut them off before they do, saying, yeah, but human touch is good. Being close to humans is good. Right. But then you have the Dunbar number, okay, which says that actually you can only handle so many close connections. In fact, I think for really close connections, it's between 5 and 15. There's different layers to the Dunbar number. It's not just one number. And I think that this, it's overload of, you know, of that. And you're not actually, yeah, you're touching other people. You might be really close to them, but you're not actually like emotionally close to them. It's a very different situation.
Yeah, being close to people you like might be nice.
Yeah, that's
but
nice.
Not people you don't know. That's just stressful. Aaron, what do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly right. And necessity is the mother of invention. We've been trying things like Facebook and social networks and rating systems to try and cope with the increasing populations of people. And also, in natural populations, you'd have diseases that would wipe out things, that would rip through places when you had too high a number. Whereas we have these medications, vaccines, to try and prevent this balancing of the population. And so then we're running up against this wall of space. There's just not going to be enough forever.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Thanks for calling in tonight, Aaron. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. I talk about it a lot on my own show, Sovryn Tech. That's SOVRYNTech.com. And I think this, like a lot of technology, especially social media and things like that, are designed to somehow mimic what you normally would get in a, you know, whatever natural setting humans would be in, whatever that may mean.
Yeah, I don't know if it's doing a very good job.
No,
we were just
not.
Talking about during the break that social media, to me, it can feel like an unpaid full-time job that you can just never keep up with. Well, it's never over.
Free Talk Live has a pretty popular Facebook page. I think we've got almost 40,000 likes on the Facebook page. And I've worked it. And it's kind of like this addiction I have that I kind of vacillate on. I wax and wane on how much I like doing it. But I've had as many as 8 million post views in a week on the Free Talk Live page. But when I get that, I wonder to myself, what am I achieving other than being a content generator for Facebook?
Yeah.
And I don't think much. I try to put a link there that says listen to Free Talk Live and that kind of thing. But you know what's funny? We don't even have any numbers for our live listen links on the internet. There could be 10 people listening, or there could be 10,000 people listening, because there are so many different, we have our live links diversified, and so people can be listening to all different ones, and it's just impossible for us to know.
Yeah. And don't you think often the people who are going to share the memes that Free Talk Live posts and things like that are already agree with you?
Oftentimes, they reach people that, you know, that are... I don't think when you're talking about 8 million people that we're reaching, that you're talking about 8 million people that are full-on voluntarists, no.
No, but like, I mean, I doubt the usefulness of Facebook or social media for changing anyone's mind. That's what I'm saying.
I've had my mind changed on one topic one time on Facebook.
What was that one topic?
It was whether or not one should use a gender-oriented, what kind of gender-oriented pronoun one should use for somebody with a sex change operation. It was Charles Johnson made the point that, look, you serve the language serves you. You don't serve the language. And the language is constantly morphing in order to better serve our needs as a human species.
Was the question whether to call the person what they want to be called?
It bothered me at one point to say if somebody decides to change their gender, it's incumbent upon me to change the way I refer to them because, look, these words have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can be kind of a sticker, pedantic about words. It's part of what Free Talk Live does. we're a bit pedantic.
Okay.
And... so, you know, for me, whether or not I could let go of the idea of using which gender personal pronoun that I'd be using, him or her, and things like that. So, yeah, I was able to let go based on what he said. But that's one time in the course of using Facebook. My account's been open there since 2004.
Man.
So,
not a very good track record. Pretty dismal. Let's go to the phones. We do have some calls on the line. We'll talk to Matt in Tennessee. Hey, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. How you all doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. What's on your mind?
Mark's comments about drunks, drunk kids turning over dumpsters and causing trouble at the King Pumpkin Festival is really specious. You know, first of all, because in my experience, I haven't heard about it here recently, and I want to know how Mark knows they're all drunk. How does Mark know they're not all stoned? How does Mark not know that they're not on these things from Big Pharma?
Good questions, Matt. Thank you for calling in tonight. We'll have Mark put him on the hot seat here in moments. How do you know they're all drunk, Mark? Have you interviewed all of them? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind.
Ever wonder why so many politicians violate the U.S. Constitution? Maybe they simply don't understand its principles. Fiat empire, original intent, cultural Marxism, corporate fascism, and Molon Labe explore these issues. Featuring experts like Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Edwin Vieira, Pat Buchanan, John McManus, Larry Pratt, this 12-hour, 8-DVD set is available only at moviepubs.net.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Do apologize for that little delay there. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call in about anything that's on your mind tonight at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is a show where you literally can call about anything. 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Let's go to the phones and talk to Pat in Virginia. Hey, Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, we're going to talk about drunks, too.
That's right. Let's get to that after Pat. So, Pat, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, good evening to you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Good evening to you.
I was calling in regards to that Hannah Graham missing out of Charlottesville.
Somebody missing from Charlottesville, Virginia?
Yeah. Okay. Hannah Graham.
Okay.
And they found some remains like 10 miles outside of Charlottesville where she disappeared around, you know? So they think it might be her remains.
Right.
So they called in different sheriffs, you know, around the region, and they came in and volunteered their help, and they're the ones that found her, you know, so.
That's too bad. Yeah,
this was an 18-year-old girl, and she was going to college in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Is this enough case of the media just kind of focusing on pretty young blonde missing girls?
This is a pretty young blonde.
Yeah, I mean that's
I didn't hear about it though, so it didn't go national on any level. So I mean,
yeah, but that is the critique. That remember that blonde girl that went missing in Aruba or something like that years ago,
right.
And there was so much media attention on it. It's like people criticize because they say that these good-looking young girls get all the attention when they go missing, but well,
it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy no matter what.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course, there are lots of missing people that don't get that attention. Sure. You know,
I hope they get on the right track and find that MH370 or whatever it is, the plane that went down, Malaysia Airlines.
That's another mystery.
Right track for that and solve that matter. Wow.
There's probably a lot of attractive young women on that, too.
Thank you, Pat, for the call tonight. Yeah, that's a weird story.
Indeed.
Still haven't found it, huh?
I don't know. It's an odd story, right?
Absolutely.
Some of these planes, well, not the ones that went missing, but there was that plane. I thought this was interesting. There was recently information, the plane that was supposedly shot down by the Russian government over Ukraine. They're theorizing now as a false flag because the story has kind of changed because supposedly the missile hit it. It was obliterated. But in the remains now, and this wasn't in the official report sent by the third party that is the Netherlands, the story now is that at least one of the remains left over, not survivors, there were no survivors, but one of the bodies found had the oxygen mask on, which should have been impossible according to the story that this Russian missile obliterated this plane.
Yeah, but who knows what happened after they landed, right? I mean,
well, no, that's the thing.
They crashed. Is that remember this wasn't the Russian government. This was the Russian separatists, and they cleaned up the site and they handled these people and they put them on train cars and stuff. So maybe one of them decided they need an oxygen mask in their face.
I think the Netherlands report said though that the plane was just boom. Like there was no like crash to be had. It was just pieces falling.
Okay.
You know, so it seems odd. But anyway, it was an interesting story that I had learned about.
Well, Mark, that sounds like it could be true, but you just never know when you're trusting these media agencies.
Well, you're never going to know when you're half the globe away and you're not involved. It's just difficult.
But one thing you do know for sure, according to Matt in Tennessee, is that all these college kids that were rioting in Key.
Well, so that's funny. I did claim that the college students were drunk, and it's certainly possible some of them were hyped up on wham-whams and quaaludes or whatever. I have no idea. But
Quaaludes.
They were throwing, I have no idea.
There's still Quaaludes out there?
Then somewhere there are Quaaludes.
That was when Mark was in college.
The minute I was in college, they were throwing bottles at each other, and I'm gonna take a wild guess that these bottles were probably full of alcohol. They probably weren't apple cider vinegar, and I challenge you to find anything coming out of a bottle any longer, a glass bottle that isn't apple cider vinegar and or alcohol. So they're whipping liquor bottles and beer bottles at each other. They had to have got emptied somehow. So you're talking about a good percentage of them. People that make the choice to go rioting and flipping over random cars and dumpsters and pulling down streetlights, they don't have, it's not like the black, Flag, what are the Black Flag anarchists, what's that group? The Black Bloc that travels to like the G20 or anything.
It's not
like they showed up for Pumpkin Fest. So the chances are good that you're talking about ruffian sports fans or whatever who might be complaining, upset about a girl or ball game or whatever going at each other.
Well, how do you know? This is a serious question, by the way. How do you know that there weren't agent provocateurs?
Considering that the cops weren't paying any attention to it, supposedly, right?
Well, they might not have known about it. I mean, agent provocateurs could be federal government agents. They could be from a private organization. Who knows? I mean, so the reason I say that is because this will take a little explanation. So the backstory behind Keene Pumpkin Festival is that it's becoming very militarized over the last few years.
There were snipers. I saw them on the top of the Colony Mill Theater.
Yeah, people around here were jokingly calling it Sniper
Colonial
Fest. Because there were literally snipers on top of buildings, and they've been there for the last couple of years at least.
We got pictures.
And also Keene, New Hampshire was in the news because even though it's this sleepy little town where not much usually happens, they got a federal grant to receive a Bearcat vehicle, which is a militarized attack vehicle, essentially.
Right, and the comedy shows did a bit about, I think it was, was it Colbert, or was it the one last Week Tonight, or whatever it is, I'm not sure. Week Tonight. They did, I think it was Last Week Tonight. Anyway, they did these bits, like, it's the Pumpkin Fest, what do they need a tank for? That kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's ironic.
What do they need it for? And so that's why I was saying agent provocateurs, because they have to justify somehow this increased militarization. And now they can say, see, isn't it a good thing we have this Bearcat and snipers, because things could get out of hand at Pumpkin Fest. You never know what'll happen. Be afraid. We need the government to keep us safe. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. Agent provocateurs? Why does Keene need a Bearcat anyway? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. More coming.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. That is our phone number here tonight on the show, where you can call up and bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Or on Skype, lrn.fm.
Yeah, if you go to BitcoinBountyHunter.com, they've got bounties there that are available right now. One's worth more than $10,000. Use your investigative skills to collect these bounties. You can place your own bounty or you can add new ones there. The authorities aren't going to be solving any of these cases anytime soon. So it's going to be done by people like you that are using their skills for profit. Go check it out, BitcoinBountyHunter.com. It's worth your time if you're a good investigator, BitcoinBountyHunter.com.
It's like the Bitcoin A-Team. I love it.
All right, cool. So we were talking about basically a Pumpkin Fest conspiracy theory that I was positing. Now, I mean, I have no really idea if this is true, but it kind of makes sense. In case you're just joining us, we're talking about the Pumpkin Festival that is in a idyllic event held in the idyllic town of Keene, New Hampshire, where not much usually goes on.
You think it was bad this year? Wait till Pickle Fest next year in Winchester.
I mean, seriously, this is the kind of thing we're talking about. It's basically a county fair kind of deal.
Yeah, but it's running down Main Street.
Yeah, Main Street, but I mean, Main Street in a town that is not on any major highway, a town that doesn't have a huge population, it's like it's not exactly in a major metropolitan area or anything like that. Not that there's anything wrong with Keene. I like Keene just fine, but it's just, it doesn't, like, if you were going to say some area, quote, needs a Bearcat or needs a heavy police presence to control people, maybe you could make that case in larger cities where there are just a lot more people, but not here. And I think that there, you know, the government people would love some way to justify their increased militarization of the logistics of Pumpkin Fest and just the policing in Keene in general. And they've looked for that excuse in the Free State Project. You know, they've called the Free State Project domestic terrorists in another town in New Hampshire, Concord. Well, actually, that's a city, but in another city in New Hampshire.
Well, Keene's a city, too, but only cities are designation, political designations.
You got to understand, a city by New Hampshire standards, okay? This is not exactly
22,000 people in
Keene. A metro, major metro, right? So, yeah, the police in Concord applied for a federal grant for one of these Bearcats, and they claim that the Free State Project, which is an organization that wants liberty lovers to move to New Hampshire and get active for freedom, whatever that means to them, you can check it out at freestateproject.org. They claimed that the Free State Project members were domestic terrorists and they needed these Bearcats to deal with them. So, the police always want to justify their new shiny toys that are paid for by other people's money by saying that there are threats to your safety and they're going to keep you safe and they need these tools to do it.
Yeah, to some degree, I almost hope you're right, because the alternative is that national news is made. A riot was started in New England by a bunch of college kids over Pumpkin Fest. And not, you know, as to where, when you look at a lot of riots that have occurred recently, take Ferguson or, you know, other things that happened, you know, those actually have like a purpose. And I think a lot of people have brought up, and maybe rightfully so, and I'm going to say a word that's just going to make everybody go, oh my God, you know, some people are claiming a degree of white privilege here. Because, you know, white people, this is what they get to riot about. And who cares? As to where, if it was black people doing this, would the outcome have been different, for one?
Yeah.
And for two, you know, what
would the
do...
the body count
yeah,
be different?
When
yeah.
black people do riot, what is it about? Now, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't have a good enough history about, like, the riots that happen after a basketball game. What happens at sporting events are completely different. But, I mean, you know, you look at the L.A. riots from the 90s and all this stuff. You know, these people are rioting about serious things, but then what do... You know, then the idea comes out, and I'm speaking from what other people have said. What happens when a bunch of white people start rioting in New England? It's over nonsense.
Yeah, that's the disappointing thing to me in this story is, like, there are a lot of political issues that these students could have been rioting over. You know, like, they could have been protesting the militarization of the police. They could have been protesting the highest property taxes in New Hampshire. They could have been protesting all number of things, the encroachment of the government people. But no, there didn't seem to be any kind of political message. It was just like, yeah, let's get drunk and...
Most of the time that you see riots with going on in communities of color or whatever, there's a spark, right? Like an issue that's at the center of it.
Sure.
But oftentimes when you see the rioting, it appears to have no relationship to the issue. For instance, in Ferguson, they're destroying businesses in their town, and it's going to be months or years before they're able to get, you know, groceries or whatever, and their town. So are there people that are upset about a genuine issue? Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And then it seems like there's people that just want to set a building on fire, and they've got, you know, now the momentum's there, and they can do it. So, and I think this is largely true with all the...
Well, I think there's a lot of people that have traumas that they find an opportunity to, you know, somehow enact or, you know, act out or lash out about them or something like that. I don't think anyone... I really have a hard time believing that there's that many people to where they'd end up in every riot that ever occurs that just want to watch the world burn. I don't think there's that many people on the planet that would want to do that. But then also, I do posit the question...
if they have the trauma that makes them want to watch the world burn, then they are a person that wants to watch the world burn, right? I mean, they're just...
Sure, but I'm just saying, like, I think there's people who love to fetishize this idea that there's just some people that are just totally messed up, you know, and and that they do things for no reason whatsoever. They just have some wires loose. And I don't
think they're born that way, but I think that they are. Well,
right, but some people make the case that they are born that way. Okay. But
there are some that are born that way. There's some evidence that, like, serial killers and stuff are messed up.
It's got to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of times serial killers just have incredibly traumatic childhoods,
But I mean, again, the question still stands, though, is that I wonder if these weren't a bunch of New Englanders, and if this was somewhere else and it was happening for quote-unquote no reason and at a pumpkin fest, you know, and if it was people of color, whatever, would it have ended up very differently? And I think
I think that's unquestionable. It would have ended up differently. Anyway, we do have a call on Skype. Let's talk to Greg on Skype. Hey, Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing, everybody? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound very professional. Are you a radio pro?
Yeah, I am. I am actually sitting in my studio right now. We just recently picked up the Liberty Radio Network just because we needed some programming on our internet radio network. We're in Pennsylvania, Johnstown, Pennsylvania. So I want to say hi to all the folks out there in Keene, and especially you folks, because I enjoy your show.
What's the radio network?
Well, it's called the AIR Network.
Okay.
AIR Network. We actually originally set it up to do regional sports, and unfortunately, we don't do a lot of games live. However, I do a local talk show in addition to picking up some other programs, and we also do a local sports show. But having said that, I saw this evening on NBC News, which I was quite surprised as I'm flipping the channels after watching some football games, I noticed the name Keene, New Hampshire, as I've been listening for the last month or so since we've been carrying LRN. And having said that, all of a sudden they made this big deal out of this riot that broke out. It looks just like it was possibly a bunch of, you know, crazy college kids who got drunk. Or, as you had mentioned, because we are militarizing our local police as we have in Pennsylvania with these Bearcats because of the grant money and the homeland funding, it makes me wonder if there might not be some provocateurs involved in Keene kind of watching you, setting up some activities on the outside, you know what I'm saying, some outsiders coming in, creating sort of a firestorm. Because last night they also appeared in West Virginia because West Virginia beat Baylor in football and they started burning couches.
Wow. I also wonder that too, Greg. And thanks for the call. Glad you're out there. Thanks for picking up the show. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. More coming up.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing the proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Is a conspiracy afoot regarding the Pumpkin Fest riots? Let us know what you think or bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, the word free. 855-450-3733 or on Skype, lrn.fm. And those phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN, our favorite VPN provider. All right. You know, Mark, I think we've talked about the Pumpkin Fest riots enough. You had a very interesting story that you brought in about the Talmud.
You sure you don't want to talk about drones more?
Oh, yeah, actually, okay, why don't we do that? Let's talk about the drones, because we never actually ended up finishing that.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, is laying out some seemingly very restrictive rules, and that's what the story from Forbes is about, on the use of personal use of drones. People use it to, you know, do photography at their weddings. There's lots of actually really nice, I hate to use the word legitimate, but, you know, good uses for these things.
Sure, they're not just for military.
No, right.
Or anything like that.
Right. I mean, and even, you know, the Red Cross has used them for sending in, you know, medical supplies into areas where humans and vehicles have a very hard time getting to. There's genuine good uses for drones, so I think it's important to look into it. But according to Forbes in this article, is that nobody's, you know, the drone users aren't really, you know, raising an eyebrow at what the FAA is proposing. So I'll read on here. Drone users are oftentimes quick to comment when a government official with the FAA or the National Park Service tells them they can't use their cool toy somewhere. Realtors, photographers, and other potential commercial users have expressed dismay over the FAA's backwards regulations, which allow flying for fun, but not flying for work. Drone users are also good at organizing to share everything from photos to techniques. The DIY Drones user group has more than 55,000 members. The Quadcopters Facebook group has 2,500 members. Suffice to say, a lot of people, you know, are interested in using these things as hobbyists or for business. Some blog posts on drones receive hundreds of comments. It goes on and on about all that. As a supporter of the nascent industry and the decades-old hobby, I'm baffled by the lack of pushback against the FAA by otherwise very vocal people. With just 15 days left before the FAA's comment period on model aircraft rules closes, tens of thousands of drones users have been largely silent. And so this is a slightly older story, but as far as I understand it, the bulk of this has passed. And that's the concern. And also, I'll move on a little bit ahead here. Let's see. That's sorry, I'm trying to find the spot. Okay, that means the agency is poised to arbitrarily tell, or here's the what the ruling is. Congress's intent to exclude model aircraft from future regulation, the FAA feels that any part of its existing regulations may apply to model aircraft operations depending on the particular circumstances. That means the agency is poised to arbitrarily tell hobbyists what conduct may be subject to fines, but only after the fact.
This is what happens. Wow. This is what happens in the realm of mission creep, right? So, like, nobody imagined for one second when they created the Federal Aviation Administration to sort of make sure that airplanes didn't run into each other in the sky, that that we would have to get together to decide who can, who can throw a paper airplane and win. That they didn't think that. So now that we have these little remote control helicopters that go up and that any of us can put them up there, the FAA says, whoa, 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 we run the sky, right? And you don't go in the sky without our permission. And so they're making the rules. Now, Congress hasn't gotten together and said, well, yep, we're going to have to control drones. Not that I think Congress, like 435 drunken crooks, deserves to tell us what we can do with our remote control airplanes and what they can't. But they didn't.
Right.
This is just a bunch of federal bureaucrats saying, yeah, well, we've got to control this. And that's wrong. That's not even the concept of what we were taught in civics class.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting, too, because this legislation essentially leaves it really broad as to whether or not you can have a drone, and so they can move the goalpost you at any given time and fine you after the fact, and there's no clear way by this, by what Congress is doing here, there's no clear way to know if you're even doing anything wrong. You can't know. The law's too broad.
Welcome to my life. This is what it's like for any radio broadcaster. If you come out of your mouth and, say something, it can be years down the line before they find an affiliate.
Yeah, and the banking system, too. If you withdraw too much money or you receive too much money, who knows what too much is, or too many bitcoins or whatever, you sell some bitcoins through Coinbase, you could be facing some kind of trouble or at least intrusive questions about it. It's just this mentality that creates this constant state of fear. I think they want people to live in this constant state of fear, not knowing whether they're doing anything wrong.
It's chilling.
Yeah, it's a chilling effect. It leads to self-censorship. It leads to self-doubt, because you never know what the rules are. So how can you know if you're breaking the rules?
Yeah, and I think there's another part of it that's even worse, and that is that this is a case where government doesn't just have the monopoly on force. Now they're getting the monopoly on technology. Okay, meaning that they can say who can have a drone. And at the way this legislation's going, it's saying only the government can have this technology. So who gets to watch the watchers? We had a caller earlier who made a great point saying that, hey, this stuff can watch you from, however far in the sky, etc. And can we do that to the public officials who actually are asking by being public officials to be on camera? No, we can't, according to the FAA. That's not possible. Based on laws that are far beyond, from a day that drones perhaps maybe not were even thought of.
They can build facial recognition databases of us, but we can't build facial recognition databases of them.
Or at least when drones were a twinkle in DARPA's eye, I suppose. But, it's interesting because I think it can seem very dire in one aspect, but at the same aspect, it's important to keep in mind that the idea of the U.S. government having drones in the first place is a large part of a very old plan. And that old plan is air superiority, which has been around for 100 years. That is the dream. The thing is it's never been able to work. It's never, like, there is, and in fact, it's happening, you know, with drones, military drones in this case. Okay. And that's another reason I wish people would be more vocal about what they do with drones, to say, no, this can be used for peace. And so that way we can think about that instead of constantly thinking of drones or using drones as killing machines overseas. But I think that's the thing that people need to keep in mind, that even so, that they're legislating that only the government can use drones, the government has never been able to successfully implement air superiority in history. Ever. And, you know, and I can say, honestly, even when I was, when I was in the military overseas, airstrikes were not that, you know, it wasn't like that surefire of a way of accomplishing a goal. So, you know, this air superiority thing, especially, you know, now to do it without having a person in the cockpit, which is an even tastier thing, I think makes it, at the end of the day, far less efficient.
I'm sure the military loves that because it just depersonalizes the killing. It removes the responsibility from the person who's operating that drone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the it's usually not just one person operating a drone either, but that's changing. Normally it's like three people operating
it. Oh, so then there's an additional layer of responsibility denial. Yeah.
Well, there's an additional layer of separation from what's happening is what it is.
And it's interesting how upset the people in America have become over the beheadings that have gone on in the Middle East done by ISIS. And there's certainly brutal and awful, but it's, you know, like the hundreds of innocent people, as looked at by, I can't remember which British newspaper it was, but, you know, a relatively prominent British newspaper looked at it and said that 49 out of 50 people killed by drones, and this was 2 years ago that this article came out, were innocent. These were, you know, not the target. And so they're killing 98% of the people they were killing, and I don't know whether they had their heads on after they were dead or not, if they were blown up by a Hellfire missile. These are women and children in this circumstance.
Yeah.
So far, everybody who's had their head lopped off on camera by ISIS has been a male. I don't know that that matters or doesn't matter. It depends on what your thoughts are on that subject. But I'm reasonably certain that these, you know, 5-year-olds weren't doing anything to terrorize anybody. And Americans are upset about a small handful of journalists and aid workers that have had their heads cut off.
Yeah, and the excuse is slim that, you know, that those deaths were unavoidable. That when like I said, there's multi-person teams that control one drone. One of those guys, it's usually a 3-man team, sometimes it's more. One of those guys is supposed to be like target recognition, like setting up who the target is. You've got one guy, that's all he does. He doesn't fly it. He doesn't have to worry about that aspect. He just needs to find who to hit. And that one guy clearly sucks at his job every day.
Mm. What do you think? Are drones all bad, or could there be pro-freedom uses of drones? Are you opposed to all of them? Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. 855-450-3733.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.